Gloria from U2's new album October. A famous name. I wonder if it's significant that you chose to call a track Gloria, and when it certainly isn't the Van Morrison song, the Them song, it seems kind of perverse, but possibly making a point.
Yeah, Gloria, I mean, people have talked about it as being a name. It's not a name. In fact, it's a piece of Latin, Gloria in te Domine, not meaning to sound very pretentious, but that's what it is. I had been listening to some mass-type music, a sort of choral-type music. I'm very interested in choral music and cathedral-type music or whatever. Gloria is also obviously the name of a person or a girl, and so, as usual, you know, it can be a love song, but it's more than that.
More than that, like, it ends up saying, "Oh Lord, if I have anything to give, I'll give it to you." I think approximately that, at least, doesn't it?
Anything at all, I give to you, yes.
Which brings me to what may be the main point of you two. The fact that an awful lot of your songs, possibly all, depending on interpretation, are religious songs. And Gloria, well, is Gloria a hymn, for example?
So it's very interesting, actually, to be sitting down in Brighton talking about this, but it's, I'm quite pleased to be. Let me say straight away, I'm not a religious person. I despise religion. Not meaning to shock any sort of vicars tuning in or whatever this Saturday, but I'm not a religious person. I'm the son of a Protestant and Catholic marriage, mixed marriage. The way I looked at it, I saw sort of farce on both sides of things, and yet through love I could see my parents got on very well. So I have a very interesting outlook on religion, and I don't really like it. However, I do believe in God very strongly, and that inspires a lot of the lyrics I write.
What's your view on that, Ed?
It's sort of difficult for me to comment on the lyrics because it's not an area I'm too involved in at the moment. I think I generally agree with what Bono said.
See that? There's unity for you. I mean, this is it, you know, Irish solidarity over a cup of tea in Brighton.
Right, well, we'll hear another track. It's called Tomorrow, and in a sense it reflects the same sort of pattern as Gloria, I think. There's questions asked, will you be back tomorrow, which might be a girl again, yeah, you're talking to. But then again, you end up saying, open up to the love of God.
Well, it is actually, I've tried to, in an emotional way, talk about my country. And using the Ilan pipes, I'm making a point that it is at home I'm talking about. It shocked me when I realised how little I was aware of the struggle in Northern Ireland, that 50 miles up the road from where I walk my dog, that there were soldiers in Ireland, in Northern Ireland, who themselves probably didn't want to be there. And it was all a very sad situation, of which I've no wish to make any decision on either way. So I've tried to look at it in an emotional way. And the song is written from a mother's point of view to her son, wondering, will he be back tomorrow? It can be looked at from whatever way you like. However, it upsets me greatly to see people committing atrocities in the name of God on both sides, because I don't believe he has anything to do with it. Let me say that. And I think that there's been a lot of blood spilt in my country, right, which shouldn't have been spilt. And why I say open up to the love of God is because I believe that when Christ spilled his blood, that should have been enough. And the violence of my country upsets me greatly. And this is an emotional look at it, not a political look at it.
That's Tomorrow from October, new U2 album. You write the words, Bono, and at the same time, the band is together around whatever you say, yes?
Not necessarily. I could not tell you that the four people in this band agree with everything I say, because that would not be true. There are varying different opinions in the band, and I'm anxious to put across to you, and I fear that people may see you two as some sort of a plan. They have a scheme. Like, we're not a scheme, we're anti-schemes. We write as we change. I haven't sort of sat down and said, well, you know, I'm going to try and talk about spiritual matters in this record. That's not the way it is. Most of the lyrics that I write were for Boy, our first record. Those lyrics were written while on stage, right, over the 2 years leading up to that album, to the Boy album. They were written under improvised circumstances while on stage, while closest to the song, because as soon as I sit down, and as soon as I try to write, I put a pen in my hand, my head gets in the way, and I start to write rubbish. Now, for the second record, that wasn't possible to play these songs live before we recorded them. Only in the case of Runza, I fall down. Now, what happened? What were we to do? We 3 weeks before we went in to record, and then 5 weeks of 8 hours a day to record the album. Most of the lyrics were written on the microphone. And at £50 an hour, that creates quite a pressure. Because Steve Lillywhite's sitting down, he's waiting for me, and I'm not going to sing anything that I don't feel right about. So I would sing the songs under this pressure, trying to get across what was going on in my life, because that's all it is. It's autobiographical. Boy is about the things that are going on around me. October is also things that are going on in my life at a certain period of time. It's not a plan by any band members to write about certain things or not to. But in saying that, I would not like to take away from the seriousness and the commitment to what I'm saying. The words are not flippant. They may be very loose, but they're not flippant.
Right. The next track we're going to play is Stranger in a Strange Land, which reminds me of a science fiction novel I read by Robert Heinlein. Is there any connection with that, Bono?
None at all. It's a song about alienation. I think that novel is a sort of science fiction novel. So if there's any connection with the word alien, that's all. And it was inspired by a trip through East Germany, through a border. The border, the tunnel that goes through from West Germany and through East Germany into Berlin, where we met some soldiers, and one of them was about my own age, and he looked at me as if, you know, to watch out that I wasn't going to run, when I felt that maybe he should be the one who was running. I felt a sort of an affection for this person who was, could have been a million miles away. He looked like me across the street, but that's a long way here in the borderland area, where just to be across the border is to be completely separated.
That's Stranger in a Strange Land, nothing to do with science fiction at all, but while that was playing, Bono's been saying that he rather regrets having given a specific explanation of that. Why do you feel reservations about having told the story now?
I've told the story. The song is about alienation. That works in any context. I was trying to get across to you my... I'm not very interested in stories. You know, the sort of, this song is about that. Or that song is about this. I love you, baby. Baby doesn't love me. I shot my baby. Now she's no longer around. You've heard it once, you know the story, that's it. It's all over. In U2 material are songs like people, they take time to get to know. And the images, I rather use images than stories, because they're far more potent. You can say a lot more in an image, because an image means one thing to one person and something else to another person. People come along to the concerts and I see them mouthing the words. Then I see them getting confused because I'm singing different words because I've moved on from there, and they get very confused. But I think that's nice. I think that's special that we're not staid. We're not just solid and immovable in what we say. And things change.
Talking about moving, progressing and all that, what do you see as the movement between your two albums, Boy to October?
Well, I think obviously our lifestyle changed sort of 100% between the sort of the time before Boy and the time before October, and just in some of the lyrics, obviously that's going to come out. I think also because we toured so much musically, we developed an awful lot.
The travel has very definitely affected our music, because I grew up in Dublin. I grew up in a sort of suburban type of community, working my way through that, seeing it for what it was and the beauties of it for what it was, for what they were. Suddenly to be transported and to be in most of the major cities of the Western world, and not only to be in the major cities but dropped in the heart, in the heartbeat that is in some of these cities, within the youth, within the city lights and the sort of the surroundings of the music industry is a very interesting place to be, because there you see people who have all that the suburbanites would want, who have the money, who have the freedom, who have the sort of TV lifestyle, I suppose, that people would wish to have. And I see it, and I don't like it, actually, very much. I'm not into rock and roll in that way. And it's shocked me a bit, going to New York and meeting the people. And I've never seen so many people who, with so many smiling faces, who seem so very, very discontent. And it's sort of, it's a bit odd. But it was a bit of a shock, you know. And we spent the last 6 months meeting these people, people who have everything and yet nothing.
Yeah, that's one of the things that struck me about the movement from Boy to October, is that the whole Boy theme, which named the first album, has now more or less gone by the board. The well-known myth that you two founded of the Lipton Village scene seems to have bitten the dust now. I don't see any signs of the Village on the new album.
The Village is sort of burning. I tried to say that on the alternate side to Fire, which is about Johnny Swallow, who's a key figure in the Village life, because I'm just describing him. We basically refuse to grow up or to take on the responsibilities, and yet I've seen that sort of crumble. I suppose the people, the idea of Lipton Village, which was just like an imaginary place where we retreated to in our heads when we were, you know, in order to stop just getting a job, getting married and dying, and that, I see that as ended. It's destroyed, it's gone, and I've realized there's a lot more going on. There's a lot more of a harsh reality than I realized when I was 13. Of course, this is obvious, but it's true.
And that's called Fire. It's from the U2 current album, which is called October. And they are on tour in our country at the moment in Bono. And the Edge, we're talking to Phil Sutcliffe.